A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're considering the power of separation. God many times needs you to separate yourself from certain things, forces, and people so that his purpose, his counsel might find fulfillment and expression in your life, in your situation, and in your destiny. Whereas God is not limited by place. Sometimes he wants you to leave this place that you are at the very moment and go to a better place. Whereas God, he cannot be limited by anybody. Yet, he wants you to separate yourself from certain persons who are not additions to your journey, who are not relevant to your journey in life and in destiny. Lot was not relevant to Abraham's journey and ultimate fulfillment. Unfortunately, Abraham tagged Lot along with him. But it came to a point. Abraham knew there had to be a separation between him and Lot, and Abraham separated from Lot. No sooner had he separated himself from Lot than God showed up and gave him instruction and vision that would ultimately advance his curse and his destiny in life. The power of separation. We have seen the separation of Abraham and Joseph. Joseph had to be separated. And don't forget, I mentioned yesterday that God must have been speaking to Joseph to leave his father's house. But Joseph was comfortable in his father's house. And don't forget, his father had given him a coat or coats of many colors. He had coats of many colors. He was treated with favor. And Joseph must have been saying to himself, why do I need to leave my father's house? I am comfortable here. That's why you must be careful. Beware of comfort. Don't be comfortable too soon. Comfort could be a man's enemy of his greatness. Don't allow comfort to be an enemy of your greatness in life and in destiny. So Joseph would not go. But the Bible says the blessings that came upon Joseph came upon him because he was separated from his brethren. The Bible says, and these blessings be upon Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Joseph needed to be separated for these blessings to find fulfillment, for his dream to speak. Sometimes those who are familiar with your life, with your destiny, with your background, with your story, might be the ones that will kill your dream before it matures. They might be the one that will frustrate the dream from speaking. They know your past. They know your upbringing. They know your weakness. And so with the words of their mouth, and the things they had known about you, they could shoot down your star from rising. They could kill your dream from finding fulfillment and expression. Therefore, God might need you to be separated from them. The brothers of Joseph said, what is wrong with this dreamer? We are even going to kill him, and we will see what will become of his dream. God needed Joseph to get out of his father's house so that his purpose can find fulfillment, so that his dreams could find expression. In Psalm 105, from verse 16 to verse 22, the Bible says, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they ought with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. This wouldn't have come to pass if Joseph had remained in his father's house, if Joseph had remained seated, glued to his father's apron, wearing his coat of many colors. So separation was needed. It was necessary. Look at what the scripture says here. The brothers of Joseph sold him. But as far as God was concerned, God was sending him. The Bible says he sent a man before them. The selling of the brothers of Joseph was God's sending. Their selling was God's sending. Maybe somebody or some people are selling you. Why don't you see it as God sending you? Maybe they hate you. They are fighting against you. Why don't you see it as God advancing you, pushing you forward, so you can better fulfill his purpose and counsel for your life and for your destiny. Joseph had to be separated willingly or forcefully. For Abraham, it was willingly, but for Joseph, it was not a willing separation. But Joseph had to be separated. You must be separated also. Our third example of separation is Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verses 12, 17, and 18. Verse 12 says, "Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord." Verse 17 now says, "Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, guarded with a linen effort." Samuel grew up with the sons of Eli. They were much older than him. And don't forget, children learn by observation. Samuel observed these young men. But because there was a great destiny upon Samuel, God was going to use him to accomplish a great thing or greater things. Samuel needed to separate himself. And so whether knowingly or unknowingly, Samuel separated himself from what these young men were doing. The Bible says the sin of the young men was very great before God. The next verse now said, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord." Samuel separated himself from the sins of the young men. Can I speak to every young man listening to me? There are certain things, certain sins, habits, and attitudes that are peculiar with young people, particularly this Gen Z generation, this social media generation. There are certain things that are peculiar. If you want to stand out and make a difference in your generation, you must separate yourself from the sins of the young men. Don't follow the multitude to do what is wrong. Don't join them to do what is bad. Don't allow your peers to influence you to do negative things. Never allow peers to influence you. Never allow your peers to put pressure on you to do those things that are wrong. It was God that rescued some of us from the influence and the pressures of our peers, of our environment, young men in our places of upbringing, who introduced us to so many vices. Many of us were introduced to smoking, to alcoholism, introduced to drug addiction, introduced to pornography, to all kinds of evil, running after women. Some, even at age 17, going to sleep with prostitutes. We were introduced to all such vices by our environment and those who were maybe a year, 2, 3 years older than us. To be able to stand out and make a difference from such negative and toxic background, separation was necessary. And if you must stand out from your background, separation is a necessity. Samuel separated himself from the sins of the young men. He stood out in life and in destiny, and he made a difference in his generation. Stand out, make a difference in your own generation also. And this will be possible in your life if you are willing and ready to separate yourself from the negatives of the now, the negatives of your environment. I charge you, dear listener, separate yourself. God has so much to do with your life and with your destiny, but he needs you to separate yourself so you can fulfill his purpose for your life and for your destiny. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and talk to your Father in heaven and say, "Father, I break myself free from every negative hold upon my life and upon my destiny. Every hold from my father's house, mother's house, from the place of my birth or upbringing, every negative hold on my life, I break myself free from such hold in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father." Lift up your voice and pray. I receive the grace to separate myself completely and totally from the negative influence of my environment in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace of God, like Samuel, to separate myself totally from the negatives of my environment in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, "Father, take me to the place where my life, where my destiny, where my dream will be given provision, permission to speak, to excel, to succeed, to triumph in the name of Jesus. Father, take me to that place where permission will be given to my destiny to thrive, where permission will be given to my dream to speak. Take me to that place by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. You took Joseph to the place where his dream spoke eloquently. Take me to the place where my dream will speak, where my vision will speak, where your name will be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pray that grace be given to you to separate yourself from the negatives of your environment in the precious name of Jesus. I pray you will stand out from the negative crowd, negative past, negative environment of your upbringing. You will stand out and rise beyond the limitations of such negative environment in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in that name that is above all names, you will stand out in life. You will stand out in destiny. I pray that the Lord will take you to the place where permission will be given to your destiny to blossom. You will be taken to that place where permission will be given to your dream to speak. Your dream will speak eloquently, and the name of the Lord will be glorified in the precious name of Jesus. The Lord will separate you from everything that is contrary, that is offensive, that is not cooperating with your dream and your destiny. You will be separated from all such by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus. And I pray today the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and prosper you in all the works of your hands and in all that you do. Today will be a day of great favor for you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. That is our Bible study, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1. On Twitter at LICCNG and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.